Great day, everybody. Omar Muhammad here, helping you improve and progress in business and in life. We're back to Ride University. The Ride Program Initiative is brought to you by the Entrepreneurial Development and Assistance Center. We call it EDAC for short. If you're trying to reach me, here's my mailing address. And my email address is omar@edacmorgan.com. And as I indicated, RIDE, for those who are new to the RIDE University, stands for Returning Citizens Aspired to Develop Entrepreneurial Ventures, powered by EDAC at Morgan State University and funded by the Minority Business Development Agency. So if you're new, you know, we always start off with a topic and we have a quote as well. You know, I know the summertime is coming around, but this can relate to any season, if you will, being productive. And here are three productive hacks. But before we do that, here's our quote. Your work is going to fill a large part of your life. And the only way to be truly satisfied is to do what you believe is great work. And the only way to do a great work is to love what you do. So you got to be passionate about what you do. And that's Steve Jobs. All right, so a couple things. Here we go. I know I do it too. You all probably do it as well. Put together this action item or to-do list. I used to call mine, I still call it, not used to. I call it my gap list, my goal action plan. So you call it whatever you want. That is still a to-do list. So prioritize your task, you know, list out what you're going to do. And this is one of the things that I do. You know, if you look over at this square here, these four squares, and I learned about this through the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. So if it's urgent, if it's important and urgent, you want to do that work. If it's important and not urgent, you want to plan for it. If it's not important and urgent, you want to delegate. And sometimes we don't like to delegate stuff if we have a team. But if you want to be, if you want to scale your business and stop working in the business, but work on the business, you want to learn how to delegate. And then if it's not important and not urgent, eliminate. All right. So as you're putting together your to-do list, kind of think about these four quadrants. And you can look up the book, Stephen Covey's book, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. So minimize distractions. I know on my cell phone, I get to see the text, the alerts that are coming in from my email, alerts that are coming in from news places that I get these alerts. Sometimes I want to quiet those off because it really distracts you from being productive. So kind of figure out a way to not figure out. You could just use your phone. If you're using your phone, there are settings on your phone in which you can eliminate these distractions, even on your computer, your laptops, or any of your devices. And then find a quiet workspace where you can just concentrate if you're working on a particular project. And they take breaks. Oftentimes, we just running and running and running. And then we run out of steam because we're not breaking in between. Oh, I like that. We're running out of steam because we're not anyway breaking in between. Anyway, so take breaks, whether it's short breaks, maybe a 30-minute break, whatever you do, take some type of break, especially if you are always at this device like where I'm at now. You want to break away maybe every 20 minutes. I have this watch that tells me if I'm not doing anything in 30 minutes, it says do exercise. You know, get up, just move around. You don't physically have to. Well, I guess if you're moving around, you're physically doing it, but you don't have to be doing jumping jacks or walking on a treadmill. However, you know, spend some time, break away so that you can have some freedom to really recharge yourself, give yourself some energy so you can be more productive. All right. So hopefully that was helpful for you. You know, it's all about putting together that to-do list, understanding the distractions that are causing you. Oh, another distraction I didn't mention, that's that social media, y'all. It's nothing wrong with being on social media. Well, don't spend a whole day on social media. Flip it, flip it, flip it, flip it. If you flip it, flip for some advice. Well, yeah, if you want to take a break, maybe you find something that's funny or you want to look at something what your friends are doing. But most of that time, I'm saying, if it was me, I'm really talking to myself, is spending about how can I have people do this, you know, the products and services that I'm offering. So figure out a way to balance that. All right. All right. So you know what we do? You know, we do this pod. We do a podcast called the Breakthrough Podcast. We have monthly meetups. Well, we call them meetups, but they're continuing education. We have entrepreneurship boot camps. If you are a business owner and you need business assistance, we do have one-on-one business counseling. We also have an annual event that's coming up on August the 19th, 2023, for those who are looking at it in the future. So if you want to learn more, just hit us up on our website. You can learn more about what we do with the RIDE program. And here's the website. edathmorgan.com, and you can find past episodes or workshops of the Ride University just right there. And we're also on social media on Instagram at Ride Small Businesses. Until we meet again, continue to improve and progress. Peace.
This is Mixed Map Production.